This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So feel free to hop into one of those if you want to get on the air with us. Tonight, it's Ian.
Rich.
And Mark.
Richie, Rich coming through a pretty hardcore snowstorm to get out here, driving an hour and, what, two hours? How long did it take?
Like an hour and 50 minutes to get it.
Yeah, a little longer than normal then. Well, that was good. You're taking
it
easy.
That's okay. I took it easy.
Right.
I think it's worth pointing out that you have a Subaru.
That's true.
That helps.
On purpose.
Yeah.
Right? Like, though, we bought that here just for this.
Right.
Yeah.
So, we got stuff to talk about
tonight. Subaru is not paid for this particular endorsement.
Coming up, Richie, you've got a story about a social justice warrior guide to, quote, challenge bigoted relatives, unquote, during the holidays.
I thought that would be fun.
That's on the way here. Plus, I've got this clip of Joe Biden, or allegedly of,
who knows at this
of
point.
Joe Biden. And I just want to know if you think this is real. Mark, you have not heard this, apparently, so this is going to be your first time.
No, I know nothing of what you speak.
Hearing this. He appears to be at some sort of, some kind of an appearance. He's at a city of something. Like, you can see the city logos on the podium right in front of him. He's surrounded by people who are also attending this particular event. I don't know what... Okay, now somebody's claiming this has not been doctored. They then show the full segment with whatever the context was. But I'm just going to show you the clip here or play it for you, the audio of Joe Biden. Well, let's just, no more preface.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again.
Has he been out in the sun
too long? I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. What? And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, that's the money quote there.
That's the part that's going to get edited out and replayed everywhere else.
Okay, here we go, Democrats.
I love kids jumping on my lap.
Guy cannot be your guy, okay? Because now he has a quote out there that says, I love kids jumping on my lap.
That's not perverted.
It doesn't have to be.
Then it shows a picture of him sniffing people's daughter's hair.
That's perverted looking, yeah, for sure. Those videos of him creeping on little kids, little girls, are pretty crazy.
Okay. When you say that you love kids jumping on your lap, I should say, not in your, I shouldn't use you in this circumstance.
I don't like kids at all.
Divorce this from any. When one says that one likes kids to jump on one's lap, what could someone mean that isn't perverted or weird?
So, I'll address that, because I do like kids. I like babies all the way up. I like being around them. There's nothing sexual about it. But I'm not in a position, right, as an older white male, to be in those situations as much as I would like. Hmm. Right, my grandma taught at a preschool, so I would go to class with her, and it was fun helping out the little ones. Right, just, you know, at like 7, 8, 9, or however years old. And it just kind of grows on you that I like being around kids. So if a kid comes up to me and, like, you know, wants to sit on my lap for whatever reason, because, you know, they feel comfortable, like, hop on, man. I don't really care. There's nothing sexual about it. If you want to run up to me and give me a hug because you feel comfortable doing so, I don't really care. But I realize that it would look bad if that were to happen, like, out in the general public. Hmm. Right? People would, well, that's not his kid. Why does he have the kid on his lap? Well, because the kid's comfortable there, man. You sit on Santa Claus' lap, you sit on my lap, who cares?
Sure.
If it's a comfortable spot for a kid to be, I'm more than happy to accommodate.
I'm with you, and I don't think there's anything particularly wrong with it, but we have moved into a world where I wouldn't let my young son do any babysitting because, Lord knows, if an accusation was made, it would be bad.
Old enough to babysit? He's only like 11.
That's getting close, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. You can start babysitting at 11 or 12. As a matter of fact, he has
my babysitters were teenagers when I was a kid.
I suspect you don't know how old your youngest babysitters were when you were at your youngest, but... his young friend, who is a young lady, got her babysitting certificate. Now,
where does that come from?
I don't know. I think it's Red Cross. And
so they learn CPR, basically.
I don't know what they learn. Yeah. Probably how to use a telephone would be my guess. Pick up the phone, call 911. Mm. But, what to look for, what's going wrong, these kind of things. Either way, she's certified in babysitting. Mm. So...
I'm pretty sure the Red Cross teaches CPR, don't they? I'm almost certain they do. So
that might not be part of the babysitting certificate, though.
Yeah. Right. I took their life-saving class, which is for lifeguards, and we did learn CPR, but we learned lots of other things.
Right.
So maybe they teach the...
Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah.
I would teach that, too.
Yeah, lots of things.
Yeah.
But isn't it sad that your son isn't able to do that if he was passionate about doing it, right, because some social stigma of what it is to be, male around children for... Even if it's, again, non-sexual, he can't be a babysitter because there's, some female stereotype.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Right. The stereotype that would have been in place before has now been backed up with this weird thing that we have societally that men are sex-crazed maniacs that can't control themselves. If that were the case, society would be significantly more dangerous than it is today.
Yeah.
But, that's what people think.
It's been my experience that women are equally, if not more so, sexually driven than men.
Well, somehow the species has come along somehow, so one would presume.
So, my first thought on this, and I didn't find that the comment about the kids to be that particularly offensive. The rest of it was what was ridiculous, was just him rambling about roaches and his leg hair. It's just a bizarre ramble.
Well, again,
I thought
context.
It was a deep fake.
It needs some context because if he's out down south, right, where it's warm and hot, and you got bugs crawling around, hairy legs keeps the bugs off you. I don't get a lot of mosquito bites on my legs because I've got furry legs too.
I don't know if that's true. Maybe they just don't like how you taste.
Well, I was told that vitamin C, if you take a natural vitamin E supplement, that it puts some layer of oil on your skin that keeps the bugs off you because they're
I don't know what he's talking about in this, but it sounds like a man who's been in the sun too long.
Yeah. Well, now, I think you were saying, I don't know if it was on the air or before we started, that, these guys are campaigning usually a lot, right? Like, they're getting very little sleep. They're going from one campaign site to the next campaign site. So you can forgive somebody if they lose it at some point during a campaign.
But he's trying to relate to his audience. Mm-hmm. And in the video, if you watch the video, you don't really see what his audience is. So what would compel him?
I see a lot of younger black folks around him, but that's all I got.
All right,
but he's trying to fit in or something. Who knows?
Anyway, I just thought it was
cement pool, and you get water on your legs, and the hair stands up.
I thought it was bizarre and worth sharing. So in other news, here's a story from USA Today about 90 foreign students at a fake university in Metro Detroit created by the Department of Homeland Security have been arrested in recent months. A total of about 250 students have now been arrested since January on immigration violations by ICE, that's Immigration and Customs Enforcement, as part of a sting operation by federal agents who enticed foreign-born students, mostly from India, to attend the school that marketed itself as offering graduate programs in technology and computer studies, according to ICE officials.
All right, everything sounds good. We're opening a university, and we're going to get foreign kids to apply to it, and... they're going to learn things and stuff, right?
Many of those arrested have been deported, while others are contesting their removals.
We're going to deport them?
One has been allowed to stay after being granted lawful permanent resident status by an immigration judge. And I feel like we covered this story in the past. So maybe it was January when we first covered it here on Free Talk Live, because we definitely covered a story about the ICE running a fake school. So it must have been this one. The University of Farmington, as it was called, was a creation of the federal agents. And the students had arrived legally on student visas, but then lost their immigration status after the school was shut down in January.
That's the insidious part.
Let's get a little further into this story here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, I mean, this sounds like straight-up entrapment to me. 855-450-FREE. You can join us, the toll-free number here, and you can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live's live Sunday show.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the fake university set up by the Department of Homeland Security's ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, for the purpose of entrapping young people into immigration. Make, you know, not that they had intended to immigrate illegally, but to simply entrap them into this scheme that would essentially result in them being deported and potentially charged with things.
And it's not even that they immigrated illegally. They were here on, like, student visas. They
legal
were here
visas.
Legally.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to tell you more about that. Plus, I want you to know about the Edge wallet. That is the best wallet, in my opinion. I used it tonight while we were out to dinner before the show, because we can do that in Keene, New Hampshire. Spend cryptocurrency in real life, and Edge makes it easy, whether you're spending it online or real life or whatever. Edge allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Ethereum, various tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Ravencoin, and others. Go to edge.app to learn more about how you can secure your freedom on Edge. It's available for iOS and Android devices, and of course it's free, so go to edge.app to learn more and get your copy of Edge Wallet. It's the wallet that I use more often than any other crypto wallet, and that was true before they became an advertiser here. I've been a fan of theirs for a while.
It is a great wallet.
So, by the way, I did watch some of the context on the Joe Biden clip, just to go back to what we started the show with here, and he's in Wilmington, Delaware, it appears, and he's kind of talking about his history in the town. I guess he had some personal history there, talking to a large group of people, apparently, and they're really, the context around it has absolutely nothing to do with what he just starts babbling about.
Fair enough.
There's nothing that makes that make more sense. At least, you know, know, listening to the 30 or 60 seconds prior to and a little bit afterwards as well. So he just kind of stops down in the middle of his speech and just starts rambling about, you know, what he said. Anyway, just thought you might want to know that.
Reminiscing on the good old days.
We'll put the link up for you on our social media so you can examine it as closely as you wish. So the story here from USA Today is about 250 students who've been arrested since January. They apparently recently arrested 90 of those 250 students. So this has been an all-year-long sting operation, basically. Many of them have been deported. Others are contesting their removals. The students had arrived legally into the United States on student visas. But since the University of Farmington was later revealed to be a creation of federal agents, meaning it was completely fake, they lost their immigration status after the school was shut down in January. The school was staffed with undercover agents posing as university officials. Out of the approximately 250 students arrested on administrative charges, quote, nearly 80 were granted voluntary departure and departed the United States. So they just wasted, or nearly 80%, if I didn't say percent, they wasted hundreds of people's time.
Yeah.
Making
and
them,
then kicked them out of the country.
Right. Just a
you
total waste.
You think they'd give them a little time to apply to another university
that
or something?
That would be something a compassionate person might do.
Well, no,
you're talking about
that's
the government.
Not the goal. That wasn't the goal. It wasn't to get them to apply at a different university. If you read it, or as you're reading it, I should say, the reason they defaulted on their student visa was because they went from whatever university they were in initially on a legal visa to this fake university, and because the university was fake, their student visa was no longer valid.
Right.
If they applied to a regular school, their visa would have been extended, no problem. But because they, you know, got entrapped into this fake university, that's what
and then
caused,
arrested.
Right. But they were arrested. What they caused them, their visas to go into default for the sole purpose of arresting them.
That's right.
So this reminds me of the, you know, they just say, you won the lottery to a bunch of people who have warrants out.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then they get them to come to a place, and then they lock them up.
And grab them.
Well, that's different in so much as
those are wanted criminals for some
those are people
reason.
Who have warrants. Yeah. Whether we agree with the warrants or not is beside the point, but they have warrants, and then they're just getting them to come to a place. This is a pretty reasonable. I mean, I don't know why these people particularly applied to this university, but they applied, and the very fact that it's there, it sounds as much. I don't know what entrapment is, but this sounds like whatever the hell entrapment is.
Sure does. Of the remaining 20%, half have received a final order of removal. And some were ordered removed by an immigration judge. Others were, quote, given an expedited removal by U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The remaining 10% have either filed for some sort of relief or contesting their removals with the Executive Office for Immigration Review. I said that about 161 students as of March had been arrested, and now that's grown to about 250. Meanwhile, 7 of the 8 recruiters who were criminally charged with trying to recruit students have pleaded guilty and sentenced in Detroit. The remaining defendant will be sentenced in January. I don't even know what that means. The recruiters?
Yeah, I'm lost on that.
Who have been charged, there's no context for that. Attorneys for the students arrested said they were unfairly trapped by the U.S. government, since the Department of Homeland Security had said on its website the university was legitimate. An accreditation agency that was working with the U.S. on its sting operation also listed the university as legitimate. So basically, if they tried to do due diligence here, I mean, I don't know. Look, I haven't been in college for a couple of decades. I went to community college, so I don't know if this is common where when you look at a college, how many people actually check to see if it's accredited?
You should, but here's the thing. I'll jump in.
And they did.
Right. So I worked for a scammy online university back in Honolulu.
Mm-hmm.
And
you've had a few scammy jobs.
Yeah, it's amazing what you can get yourself into when you're willing to work for whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I worked for this university as a recruiter. You know, I was the one calling potential students. We called Africa. We called Southeast Asia. There wasn't a lot of U.S. Applicants for this school because it was only online. It was self-directed classes, whatever.
And it's in Hawaii.
The operation was based on Hawaii, but there was no campus.
Right.
Like our office was it.
Gotcha.
But you know, because we're calling these, you know, because of the time zone, we had a lot of time in the middle of the day to not do much work because we couldn't call because of the hours. So me and one of my coworkers, we tried to look into the university and the president of the university and the accrediting agency that we were touting. And it turns out like the university was accredited. But when you go to the accrediting agency, it was basically like, give us $3,000
and we'll accredit you.
And we'll credit you. You have our accreditation. And they would go like, you know, the president, the founder of the university has a PhD. I go, where did he get his PhD from? It was from the university.
Wow.
I was fired shortly thereafter because I couldn't, you know.
You knew too much.
Not that I knew too much. I was a terrible recruiter because it was, you know, it was scammy all the way up and down. So I wrote out my base pay until they fired me. But you know, we had all this time to research, so it's easy. You know, you set up a website, you get the .edu address, right? You get some scammy fake accrediting agency. Your highest official has a PhD, so it seems legit, and the students were none the wiser, right? They forked over some fraudulent credit card because you know some guy in Africa's. You know, let me use my auntie's card. You know, Susan Smith. Right? Oh, that didn't work. How about my uncle, Paul Johnson?
Uh-huh.
Like, all right, yeah, he's like, I don't want to take your car anymore, man. You know, but it's not that difficult to set it up, especially if you're the government, because that's all you really need to get the .edu, you know, the .edu domain.
You don't even need to do that. There was a story this week about somebody who completely defrauded the .gov domain's setup.
Nice.
So I don't know how I didn't read the story, but he jumped through whatever fake hoops he needed to jump through and managed to make himself look like the mayor of a town that didn't exist. And managed to get a .gov domain name.
Props to that guy.
Yeah, so there's more coming up here. 855, 450 free. So these young people tried to do their due diligence. They checked the accreditation on this college that was fake. Turns out the accrediting agency was also knowingly working with ICE to fake accredit the college.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
You know, I've always been high energy, you know, just going, going, going. And I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the balance of nature, I just feel good. You know, I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home. Nice. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A winter storm that slammed much of the country's midsection is now battering the Northeast, with 125 million people in its path. Winter storm alerts are up in 15 states. More than 700 flights were canceled, and delays have topped 4,500. Remnants of the storm linger in the country's midsection. Meteorologist Brian Hurley.
Taking a look at the upper Midwest, the colder air is in place. Temperatures have been very hard-pressed to warm up above freezing. They did have some ice accumulation in parts of central lower Michigan, so definitely travel is very, very difficult. Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
Heading out of New England, Robert Todd had to switch up his plans.
Looking at the weather, we knew we weren't going to get out. So we tried Manchester, where we were going out of, couldn't get out of Boston, and we got a flight out of here.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, more about this ICE scam, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement fooling hundreds of people into signing up for a college that didn't actually exist. It was completely fabricated and faked the accreditation for the college with what apparently was like a legitimate accreditation company or
that
whatever.
Part wasn't clear whether they used the because there are legitimate accrediting agencies. What wasn't clear if a legitimate accrediting agency was assisting ICE or where they faked that one too and just put out some fake accreditation like the university that I worked for.
So it's Ian, Richie, and Mark here in the studio tonight. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up in 2020, April 3rd through the 5th, mark your calendar for LibertyCon. It's going to be happening in D.C., and it'll be for people who care about freedom and want to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations for perhaps the purpose of career advancement or maybe business or internship opportunities. You'll be able to hear from great speakers like John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO. He'll be speaking on conscious capitalism. Vernon Smith, winner of the Nobel Prize in Economics, speaking on alternative markets. Miriam Issa, who's a pop culture expert and political commentator with over 300 million YouTube views. And Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who spent 21 years as a risk taker before becoming a researcher in philosophical, mathematical, and practical problems with probability. There's a lot more to learn. Go to libertycon.com, and you can register there, of course, using code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That'll save you $10 on your registration, which is significant, by the way. $10 doesn't sound like a lot, but when it's out of just an $80 fee for registration, that's a pretty big discount. I've never heard of a convention that's this affordable, but it's real. You go to libertycon.com, and you can get signed up there. Early registration is still available. Use code FTL to get that $10 discount. And we'll look forward to seeing you there because Mark and I are going to be broadcasting from that event. The Marriott Marquis will offer discounted rooms, and even student travel scholarships are available. So if you can't afford to get there as a student, they're going to help you with that. LibertyCon.com, or at least they could. I don't know what you have to do to get the scholarship, but it's there.
Chit-chat with them. That's what they do.
Yep. So we're going to go back to your, or go to your calls and thoughts, and then we can talk more about this ICE crackdown on not illegal so-called immigrants, but people who were here legally and then signed up for a university that wasn't actually a real university. So the DHS using deception and lies to entrap people into their scheme that ended up deporting hundreds of people. We'll get into it further here and tell you more, because it does get worse, as Richie pointed out. Tom is in New Hampshire, however. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Good evening. On Saturday afternoon, I went to a candidate meeting at the New Hampshire Institute of Politics, where candidate Tulsi Gabbard was present. A few days earlier, Elizabeth Warren was talking in Manchester about how she wants to get big money out of politics. You know, all these big campaign donors is pretty much controlling and undermining our democracy, but she wants to impose the wealth tax and spend the money buying votes. Talk about big money in politics, what the wealth tax would bring in, and then she wants to buy votes with that. Vote for her, and she'll pay off your student loans and your medical bills. Talk about talking out both sides of her mouth. She wants to take big money out of politics that is earned by people who went through the system legally, got the money, earned the money legally, and she wants to take that out of politics.
But yeah, all of that is just talk. I mean, these politicians are full of it. This is just talk to get the base riled up and get them behind her. The idea that these people would somehow prevent donors from contributing to their campaigns is just laughable on its face.
Well, when you're the smaller candidate, that's what you want, right? Because it's the bigger candidate
that has more money.
That has more money, and if you can bring them down to your financial level, then at least evens it out on a financial
But he's saying it's Warren that's wanting this. That's not a small candidate. You were saying it was Warren that was demanding that, right?
Correct. And I want to bring up what happened at the New Hampshire Institute of Politics.
He was talking about an interview with Gabbard, but then started talking about Warren.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what the connection is.
Warren, she wants to take big money out of politics, except that she wants to take tax money and spend it buying votes, whereas Tulsi Gabbard wants to stop a lot of regime change wars. And when she opened it up for questions, conversation, as she called it, I brought up an important issue, perhaps the most important issue of this presidential campaign cycle, and that is that the United States Constitution gives Congress the power to fix the standard of weights and measures, and they passed a law in 1866 giving people the freedom to use the metric system, but that doesn't do much good when the states are posting mile-per-hour speed limits and forcing. Here's an actual libertarian.
Is this really a big campaign issue?
My God, I would totally vote for whomever is ready to go for the metric system. I don't care what else
metric
they're
system
doing.
And get rid of daylight savings time, right?
Yeah, I mean, just some practical solutions as far as this stuff goes. Our weights and measures are a mess.
And forcing the grocers to post the unit price per quart, and then when my wife filed for United States citizenship, the form, the app instructions say to give your height in feet and inches, which is a clear violation of U.S. Code Title 15, Section 204. And I pose the question, can we, the people of the United States, count on President Gabbard to secure the blessings of the metric system to ourselves and our posterity?
And what did she say?
Or would you be on the side of the ignoramuses who are proud that they don't even know the metric system. And there was a lot of applause for that question from people who, I guess, realized how superior the metric system
is.
She was stunned to hear that, but she went on to say nobody had ever asked her that before. and if you watch the video, it's on YouTube, by the way. YouTube, you search, and then you put in when, colon, like 2D for 2 days.
Okay.
That's how you search them. But
what was her response, besides saying she'd never been asked
like
that
she's
before?
Stunned
before.
She thinks that the people need to have this conversation, and she doesn't have a particular opinion yet because she doesn't know how much support there is for this or that. But
well, the problem is that the only president so far has had the guts to do this was Jimmy Carter, right? And he was
proposed the metric system. You mean
more than propose it? I mean, when I was a kid, it was 55 miles an hour, and underneath it, it was 88 kilometers. They were in the process of transitioning into the metric system.
Really?
And Reagan, among other things that he did, he's like, oh, I'm going to support the old people that don't want to learn crap.
Conservatives.
And I'm going to. And so he got rid of that.
Look,
wow.
if you want kilometers, move to Canada, man.
They have that up there?
Right, yeah,
Canada?
They do, yeah.
If I go move to Canada, I go to prison.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Canada's stuck. Already
you're
locked me in prison one time.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Tom. Appreciate you bringing that up. Now, would that also mean we'd go to leaders or leaders metric?
Yes. Leaders are metric.
You know what really throws me? When they give British fighters weight in stone. Like, oh, weighing in at 13 stone.
What, How much is a stone?
I don't know.
It sounds big.
Yeah.
It's even worse than metric.
So if you want to join us here, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So let's go on here. We were talking about the Immigration and Customs Enforcement fake university, which, this, according to the USA Today story here, says there was an accreditation agency working with the Department of Homeland Security, which listed the university as legitimate.
Right.
So,
but my point is there are illegitimate accrediting agencies out there.
And they don't identify which one
it
was. But either way, clearly some private company was willing to do business with ICE for whatever the amount was in order to help them fool 250 students into signing up for this university. Now, there's more to the story, and it does get worse, because not only did these young people get thrown out of the United States, but they also got robbed. So we'll tell you about it coming up here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's exactly what you might expect from a criminal enterprise like the federal government. Coming up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. And you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. If you're sick and tired of Washington politicians making decisions about you and your family's health care, well, you do have options. Obamacare, unfortunately, it was shoved down a lot of people's throats. It was advertised as though it was going to help with affordable health care with choices, but it's turned into high-priced insurance with little choice. The team at BetterPlans.net believed there was a better way to do health insurance, and they figured out how. You can call them at 800-714-1802 to get a fast and free quote. The truth is you can get affordable health care plans that cost hundreds of dollars less per month, but the first step is to become aware of how the wool's been pulled over your eyes. You can download their free ebook, Dirty Little Secrets, at BetterPlans.net. They've got sample plans and pricing there that is every bit as good as the major providers' plans for as little as $145 a month for a single, and even greater savings for families and businesses. You can get access to educational videos and a free quote, plus your free ebook, Dirty Little Secrets, at BetterPlans.net. Obamacare's enrollment deadline is December 15th, so don't delay. Visit BetterPlans.net or call 800-714-1802. Let's go back to the phones and to the fun. We'll tell you more about the fake government university that was designed to entrap people into deporting them. But first, James, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to KWTO in Springfield.
Howdy.
Hey, James.
Yes, did you guys get a original copy of the paper that advertised the university?
No, did you?
No, I didn't, actually. I wondered which publication it was published in.
I don't know if it was a newspaper as much as it was online. I'm not real clear on how it was being promoted to these students or how they found it. That's not clear from the story.
I mean, there used to be, in high school, there was a book that had a listing of all the colleges in the United States. I'm sure there's an online publication somewhere where you could filter it down to online if that's what you're looking for. And they just probably put that one in with the rest of the legitimate ones.
James?
Kind of like to hear from someone who was not part of the targeted audience that they...
Are you listening? I can hear something in the background. It sounds like you might be listening to the radio at the same time as talking to us, which can be very, very confusing. So you may want to turn that down to make things a little more clear.
Okay, there we go.
That helps. So what were you saying you wanted to hear from somebody who wasn't part of the targeted audience?
We got three people here.
Yes, someone that maybe would be willing to discuss the process when they went responding to the ad. And
apparently they got arrested.
So someone from the target audience.
Yeah, so, well, James, thank you for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. It sounds like what they did was, because I continue to hear us in the background, it sounded like what they did was they arrested these people and then told them, well, you can voluntarily leave, or we can just go ahead and detain you even longer. What would you like to do?
I guess a part of this, I would agree with, was it James?
James, yeah.
James on this to some extent. If the advertisement, let's say a Facebook-sponsored ad comes up and it says, enroll in a fake university and stay in the United States.
I don't think that's what happened.
I don't know what happened.
Okay.
But that would be the point at which I'm like, oh, all right, now this is beginning to make a little more sense to me. And the more, the less it's like that, then the less obviously that I have to, that I like this. But, you know, if it was patently obvious that this was a university in name only where you wouldn't have to complete coursework, you wouldn't progress in grades, you simply are paying some money to stay in the United States for, I don't know, another 2 years or 3 years, however long the university process is, then, okay, I kind of understand where we're going with this, but other than that, it just sounds like, and that would still be entrapment. If the feds opened a university that says, fake university, pay us money and stay in the United States, then people who otherwise would not have committed a crime commit a crime based on their advertisement. That sounds like entrapment.
Yeah, I'm guessing, I don't think you were on the show when we first talked about this, Mark, earlier this year, but the good news is archive.org has a copy of the website, so if you want to see what it says, it's all there for you to look at. universityoffarmington.edu was the site, and here is what it said back in April of 2018.
Okay.
The University of Farmington is a nationally accredited business and STEM institution, STEM being the science, technology, something engineering math, located in Metro Detroit. Our innovative curriculum combines traditional instruction and distance learning with full-time professional experiences. We offer flexible class schedules and a focus on students who do not want to interrupt their careers. The University of Farmington traces its lineage back to the early 1950s. This is completely false. When returning soldiers from the Second World War were seeking a quality and marketable education. At the time, Detroit was the center of innovation and manufacturing. Skilled and motivated workers were in short supply. Large and small colleges and universities developed programs to assuage this demand for one such... For one such school, the Detroit Engineering Institute, DEI, founded in 1912, it was the golden era for a skills-based engineering education. In today's parlance, a STEM, Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics program, equal parts classroom and workplace. Sadly, DEI closed in 1989, coinciding with the demise of Detroit and its industrial prowess. Now, with the much-publicized rebirth of Detroit and its growing advanced manufacturing and technology economy, there again is a need for motivated workers who possess the education and skills needed to compete in the 21st century. You can then click on more information there. Please explore our academic offerings to see if University of Farmington is the right place to achieve your success. So, I mean, it's not like, hey, this is a fake university, guys. Come on, sign up.
It sounds like what they're offering is for people who have jobs in engineering to be able to
continuing their education.
Continue working and continue their education so that they're able to stay in the country. And that doesn't sound like the most evil position for a potential immigrant to be taking.
Bachelor of Business Administration, they offered that, and a Bachelor of Science, you could get it in accounting, finance, international business, supply chain management, public relations, and marketing. I mean, this just goes on. It's just a pitch website for what appears to be a real university.
It's bizarre.
So if you jump over to the RT article,
yeah.
Part of that article also has the fact that they blame the students who complained about it being fake. Like some students said,
really?
Like, Right. So some students said they tried to transfer out of it when they realized it was a scam setup, and they were like, they were too late. They said, well, you should have known better. You should have recognized this as a scam and not even enrolled in the first place.
Ridiculous. According to the USA Today piece, there were more than 600 students enrolled at the fake university, which was created a few years ago by federal law enforcement officials with ICE, which, as RT points out, was created during the Obama administration. So there's some people who want to point at the Trump administration and say, ah, see, Trump, you know, evil. Well, this started during Obama and continued under Trump. Records filed with the Department of State Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs showed the University of Farmington was incorporated in January of 2016. Many of the students had enrolled with the university through a program known as Curricular Practical Training, which allows students to work in the U.S. through an F-1 visa program for foreign students. Some had transferred to the University of Farmington from other schools that had lost their accreditation, which means they would no longer be allowed to remain in the U.S. Emails obtained by the Detroit Free Press this year showed how the fake university attracted students to the school, which cost about $12,000 on average in tuition and fees per year.
So they ripped these people off for $12,000, and they kicked them out of the country for not recognizing a scam university, even though once they became students at the scam university and attempted to leave the scam university, they were then blamed for not recognizing that it was a scam before they gave the money up.
And they kept their money.
This is... I mean, this is absolutely wrong.
It's straight up fraud, straight up robbery. That's what it is.
And the problem here is that nobody is going to stay in the country long enough, because they're all getting kicked out, to be able to file suit against these people.
10% of them are challenging the detention.
And don't forget that none of the people who came up with this con, who worked for the government, are ever going to be held responsible.
No, they're going to do it again. You know they're doing it right now. They filed another corporation in some other state, and they're going to put up another website and do the same thing over again.
It's you and me who has to
fake website.
Who has to pay this bill. As soon as a judge says, my God, this is outrageous, then here we are, the taxpayer. We're going to pony up for these stupid Customs and Border Patrol agents who are breaking the law again.
None of them will be fired. They will just simply be
promotions
to something else.
This, oh God!
And the judge may not even rule in their favor, because they're foreigners going to be filing suit from out of the country at that point, because they're getting kicked out.
Can some Republican that supports this dumb crap call in and explain to me what you could possibly be thinking? I know that I can't understand every issue in its totality, so please explain to me how this obvious entrapment that is obviously going to be overturned and rip these people off and ruin their lives is a good idea.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us on the radio. Hour two's next.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app, and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support. support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.